Sense and Sensibility by Jane Austen. Adapted by Rod Smith. Published by Scholastic Limited as part of the Scholastic English Language Teaching Readers Series. Sense and Sensibility. Introduction. The Dashwood Family. Old Mr. Dashwood lived at Norland Park in Sussex. For many years he lived there with his sister. Then his sister died. Old Mr. Dashwood felt sad. He did not like living alone. Norland Park was a large estate in the country and suitable for a large family. So he invited his brother's son, Henry, and his family to live with him. Henry Dashwood came with his wife and their three daughters, Eleanor, Marianne, and Margaret. They were soon very comfortable there. The family were kind, and the old man was happy. Henry had a son, John, from his first wife. As a young boy, John and old Mr. Dashwood spent some happy times together, and the old man always remembered this. John only visited Norland sometimes, but he was still the old man's favourite. After some years, old Mr. Dashwood died. He left £1,000 to each of the three girls. Norland and the rest of his money went to Henry. "But when Henry dies," he wrote, "everything will go to John." The following year, Henry became very ill. He knew he was going to die. He was worried about his wife and daughters. He only had £10,000 to leave them. Henry asked John to come and see him. John and his wife Fanny were rich. Henry asked John to look after his three daughters. John was a rather selfish man, but he was not unkind. He promised to help. He decided to give Eleanor, Marianne, and Margaret £1,000 each. But first, he had to tell Fanny. Chapter 1. Leaving Norland. Very soon after Henry died, John and Fanny arrived at Norland with their young son. Mrs. Dashwood could not stop them. John and Fanny were now the new owners. But she was angry. She and the girls were still very sad about Henry. They needed to be alone. Did John and Fanny have no feelings? Mrs. Dashwood wanted to leave Norland at once. Marianne felt the same.
"We were so happy in this house," Marianne cried. "But now I feel it is not my home any more. I do not even want to speak to Fanny and John."
"We must speak to them, Marianne," Eleanor said. "John has been kind to us. We do not want to upset him." Eleanor was only 19, but her mother always listened to her. But Mrs. Dashwood understood Marianne's strong feelings too. She and Marianne were very similar. Mrs. Dashwood put her arms around Marianne.
"Do not worry, dear," she said. "We will buy another place as fine as Norland."
"Do not promise what we cannot pay for, Mother," said Eleanor. Margaret watched, but said nothing. She was only 13, but she was already very much like her mother. Fanny did not agree with her husband's plan to help Mrs. Dashwood and her daughters.
£1,000 is too much," she said.
"But I made a promise to my father," John said. He now sounded unsure. He always listened to his wife.
"Perhaps you are right," he continued after a few moments. "It is rather a lot. Do you think £500 is a fair offer?"
Fanny moved closer to her husband and smiled.
"Think of your own son, John. Your father was very ill when he spoke to you. Did you really understand him? I do not think he wanted you to help with money at all. He left them £10,000.
That is more than enough, John said.
I think he meant you to help your sisters, to find a new home, perhaps, Fanny continued, or a present of food sometimes.
John Dashwood looked at his wife. Yes, Fanny, he said. I believe you are right. At the end of that first month, Fanny's brother Edward Ferrars arrived. He was quiet, kind, and very different from his sister. He liked to talk to Eleanor and watch her drawing. They spent more and more time together. Mrs. Dashwood was pleased. For the first time, she stopped thinking about leaving Norland. She liked Edward very much. Could he and Eleanor become engaged? As time went on, she became certain of it. In a few months, I believe Eleanor and Edward will be married, she told Marianne one day. You will then have a brother. Edward is a good man. I'm sure your sister will be very happy.
Oh, Mother, Marianne cried. How are we going to live without her?
Do not worry, dear. They will not live far away, and I'm sure we will meet every day.
But Marianne still looked sad. What is it, Marianne? Asked her mother. Do you not agree with your sister's choice?
I think Edward is a very nice man, said Marianne, but he has no real taste. I do not think he listens when I play the piano. It is the same with Eleanor's pictures. He appears to like them, but does he really understand that they are very good? And books also. Last night he read to us, but there was no fire in his words. I could never be happy with a man like Edward. My husband must have the same tastes as myself.
For a moment, she looked lost.
But I do not think I will ever find him.
Mrs. Dashwood laughed. Oh, Marianne, she said, you are still only 16. You have all the time in the world. That evening, Marianne spoke to Eleanor about Edward.
I'm sorry that Edward has no taste for drawing, she said.
No, you are wrong, Marianne, Eleanor said. Edward is unsure of himself, that is all. I like him very much.
Like him? Laughed Marianne. You sound so cold, Eleanor. Is that all you feel for Edward?
No, Marianne. I am being careful. I do not know for certain that Edward loves me. And it is not only about love.
Oh, what could be more important than love?
Oh, Marianne, you and Mother think only of feelings. Edward is not free. I believe his mother is no different from Fanny. She is a difficult woman, with great hopes for her son. She would not like him to marry someone like me. I have so little money of my own. Marianne was quiet. She and her mother were wrong about Edward and Eleanor. Their future together was not certain. Why was love so difficult? Fanny was unhappy about Edward and Eleanor. Fanny and her mother had great plans for Edward. Above all, Fanny wanted him to marry well.
But of course, Fanny told Mrs. Dashwood one day, Edward has not met anyone good enough for him yet.
Mrs. Dashwood was very angry with Fanny.
We must leave Norland at once, she thought.
Happily for Mrs. Dashwood, a letter arrived for her the next day. It was from her cousin, Sir John Middleton. Sir John was writing from Barton Park, his estate in Devon. In the letter, he offered Mrs. Dashwood and her daughters a small house on the estate. Mrs. Dashwood showed the letter to her daughters, and they agreed to move. The house was inexpensive. It was also far from Norland. But Eleanor felt sad about leaving Edward. At dinner that evening, Mrs. Dashwood told Fanny and Edward the news. Edward looked very worried.
Are you going so far? he asked. My dear Edward, Mrs. Dashwood answered, you will always be welcome at our house. At the end of the week, the family left Norland. John did not keep his promise to his father. Mrs. Dashwood now lost all hope of receiving any money from him. She and her daughters looked back at their old home one last time. They wanted to escape Fanny, but they also remembered happier times.
Dear Norland, said Marianne sadly, who will love you now?